What's up, everybody?
Hello.
Welcome to the Decent People Podcast. I am your main co-host, KJ.
I guess I'm the less significant host.
Not right less here. Significant. You're just the
You
other,
didn't even let me say my own name.
You're
you
the
talked
other
over me. My name is Reagan.
Regin.
Now that he's let me talk.
Well, we've been trying to record for 30 minutes now.
Mm-hmm.
So just a warning, this is going to be a pretty good episode.
Well, the reason why we've been attempting to record for 30 minutes now is because we are here with Hallie Robinson and Marlon Russell, and they are our best friends, and we can't behave like the 20,
your best friends,
21, 19, and 23-year-olds that we are. So,
go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hallie, would you like to
introduce?
I think I just had a stroke. Introduce yourself.
Can I introduce Marlon?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, I'm Marlon Russell. I was really good at football, and I'm good at every sport imaginable, and
I have an article on 50 Cent I want to read.
Africa.
That's so accurate.
I'm Hallie Robinson, and I have the perfect face for radio, I've been told many times. So I'm excited for this. I did my full face of makeup.
No way.
And I'm ready. I'm Hallie Robinson.
I wish you would have said that I can burp full sentences and my tonsils are the size of a small golf ball.
A small bowling ball, thank you.
Golf balls are all the same
size?
They're
about the same size.
Okay.
Usually.
This podcast doesn't get rolling until Reagan has said something stupid that she has to retract immediately. So
it's going to get good now.
Yeah. So anyways, this is going to be a really good episode. It's going to be about kind of a serious topic, but the four of us together cannot take each other seriously. So it's going to be like a perfect mix. We're talking about
getting married young.
Marriage,
which is what the four of us did.
Well, half of us. Half of
well,
us.
Two of us to
but
each
guys,
other. Not the
are...
four of us collectively.
Polygamy. It's back and alive.
Just we did one not big, marry each other.
It's one
no.
big collective oh marriage.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, Hallie and Marlon are 2 months away from getting married.
Next
what's,
month, actually.
What's the day?
Oh my
what's
gosh,
the day?
It's
what's
April.
The day?
Yeah. It's May 30th.
Yeah. Okay. So,
I have
about
jury duty. Legit.
KJ?
The 28th.
Are
I know.
You seriously?
I literally just checked in the email today.
You're not invited anyway,
I can,
so it doesn't matter.
I can cancel it. We'll
if there was
it.
One
well,
person
you,
I wouldn't want at my wedding, it would 100% be KJ.
We're driving in the... KJ and I are driving
you guys
the
will
29th.
Probably realize this.
You know, you'd probably have more fun if you drove by yourself.
Oh, I love driving by myself. This whole section is getting cut. Okay. Let's actually get into the meat of this, because I feel like we're going to have a nice, hearty discussion, since I know we all have varying perspectives on marriage and things like that. So we asked you guys to send in questions for somebody who got married young, and we thought we'd start off by kind of having Hallie and Marlon talk about how they met, so you guys can kind of get a background on what's led up to their engagement and pending marriage.
Oh.
Do you want to talk about it or me?
You start.
All right. So I guess I was still on my mission, and my wonderful brother...
That's right.
Give proper credit where it's due.
No. I sent
no,
him the email.
But
that's
I,
a fact.
I said we should set him up with Hallie.
This
I,
is
I
long.
Asked, so I think it's all mine.
This is a debate.
Okay, but I chose Hallie for you.
Well,
allegedly.
I was on my mission, and my brother KJ he sent me
who
an email
nothing.
Of a girl that I was going to go on a date with in a few weeks mm-hmm. when I got home.
Well, she actually didn't say yes. Yes.
She didn't even know about it.
We just sent you, I took a screenshot of her.
I don't
story.
Think I even told you about it until like weeks later when I was like,
I know. I remember you telling me that and I was like, ugh, gross. That's so weird.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Love you.
Well, I got home on a Friday morning, and then that next day I met Hallie.
Let's never forget the effort that I put into making it to the airport to see you get home. And
she was late. I didn't even see her there.
Yes, you did. I hugged you.
Yikes.
I really can't imagine you guys hugging, but
this is the one and only time.
But yeah, anyways. We went on our first date. We actually met right here where we are recording this podcast.
Wait, really? No. You met at your homecoming.
Yeah,
oh,
this
you
is where
for
we met
date.
For the first date.
Yes.
Because she went with her sister, and then I met here.
Hallie went on the date with her sister.
We are all way too close.
Wait, yeah, we got to give some background. So I'm married to KJ. KJ is the oldest Russell child.
That's right.
Hannah Robinson is one of my very, very good friends from high school. Hallie is Hannah's little sister. In high school, I dated Marlon, who is now engaged to Hallie. Shortly after I dated Marlon, Hannah kissed Marlon. So Marlon has kissed both of his sister-in-laws, and I'm married to my ex-boyfriend's older brother. And
I deserve a reward.
No, you deserve
a medal.
Okay.
Some kind of medal.
Anyways.
That's pretty cool. Not too many people can say that.
I just think people are going to look at our like family unit in a couple years and be like, y'all are way too close.
I know. It's so bad.
To sum up the story, our first date was a 7-year-old birthday party.
Yeah.
We had some pizza and went ice roller skating.
Oh, rude. That was such a fun date. Don't forget what we did afterwards.
We watched Shrek, and it was so good.
Are you like forgetting about the car ride in my car that only fits 5 people where we crammed 7 people in and we all sang Hallelujah?
On the first date, she sat on my lap.
Yeah.
And it was like three days after you got home from your mission.
Yeah, I thought it was weird that he held my hand.
Boner. I'm allowed to say boner, right?
Not officially.
That is so inappropriate. I cannot believe you.
Okay. Yeah, that is one of my favorite memories of all of us together, though, is we were all just singing Hallelujah at the top of our lungs in my car. And I didn't even say anything before I turned it on. I just kind of, like, got on Spotify, turned it on, and then it comes on. Everybody goes quiet, and then it starts, and we all just start singing at the top of our lungs.
It was a very special moment.
It was very spiritual. I have to say, I really felt it in that moment.
Yeah, I agree.
The spirit was burning in my bosom.
That's a missionary.
Not because of the song. Because of Hallie.
And a combination of Hallie sitting on your lap and Hallelujah.
Bingo.
Can we all start singing it?
Did
ready?
Did you like
one,
me that first night,
two,
though?
Three.
Hallelujah. I don't think anybody likes you the first night.
Hallelujah.
I will literally pay you $100 to cut that out.
Yes, it will.
Pay up, because it's staying in.
There's not a chance that's staying in.
Okay. Okay, so anything else you'd like to add to how you guys met?
4 months later, we're engaged.
Yeah. Hallie swore up and down she didn't want to get married for like a year.
So here's the funny thing. It's like a year before, this time last year, I was like, marriage, nope, not for me. Like, never could I see myself.
And
now I'm one of those.
Hunk of a man?
Oh, yikes.
Gross.
Where? I don't see one.
There isn't one in this house.
Excuse me.
Oh, that sucks.
Sorry, I had to find a way to insult him. Okay.
You should never insult me.
All right, so our first question is, do you think that there's a difference between getting married too young or getting married too soon? Yes.
Yeah, 100%. Definitely.
Hella big difference. I definitely think there is a big difference.
It's definitely about, like, maturity, I think, mm-hmm. more so than your age, even.
And like, your life circumstances, yeah. to be honest. If you don't have family that's going to support you when you're young, and I don't mean support you, like, pay for everything, but I mean, like, they're going to be there to help you get back up if you fall, like, because, I mean, getting married young is hard. You don't have, like, a salaried job or mm-hmm. a house to go move into. Like, you have to find some dinky little basement to live in, and I don't know. No, hey, yeah. It took us a while to move in here. We lived in 2 little basement apartments when we first got married. We'll get into that. I don't know. How young do you guys think is too young?
Well, I don't know. I think it's kind of smarter for guys to wait a couple years after high school, because if I got married straight out of high school, it would be a disaster.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I think girls can handle making that big of a decision.
Depends on
younger.
The girl.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, I got lucky with Reagan because she's probably the most level-headed person I know sometimes. And
yeah.
So, yeah. There's not really, I wouldn't say there's a too young, but there's a too soon.
Okay, I think 7 sure. is too young. I just had to throw that out there.
Well.
I think, and this is like kind of throwing myself and Hallie under the bus, I think 18 is the absolute youngest you should
qualify. Oh,
yeah,
that's the thing. I agree.
That's
because before then, you're like 100% dependent.
Don't
on
you
your
have
parents.
To ask for your parents
yeah.
to get married anyways?
Like,
all the 17-year-old brides out there are unfollowing us right now.
I think it's definitely obvious if you're not ready to get married. Yeah. You know if you're not ready to get married.
We all have that one friend who, or like just some story we've heard about somebody who got engaged after like 2 weeks. And then you're like, that's not going to end well. And, you know, sometimes they make it and it's just like a really hard transition. But I don't know. I can't imagine going straight from high school into marriage.
It's so weird, though, because like I never thought I'd get married this young. But at the same time, it's like, well, like what else would I be doing with my life? Like I can't even like.
Exactly.
It's I don't like, know. It's weird. Like,
well, my plan was to come home and finish my whole master's degree before I got married.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I wanted to finish school completely before I got married.
I see people's point with that because you know that a large, massive portion of the world believes that you should be financially stable and have a house and have like everything paid off and have your schooling completed before you even think about getting married.
I understand getting your schooling done and having like a good job, but a lot of people think like, oh, I need to take time to find myself and figure myself out.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I see a huge advantage in doing that together with
a
spouse.
Do it with your wife.
Yeah.
If you want to figure each other out. If you want to go to Ibiza and get high, go take your wife to Ibiza and get high. Then there's nothing, you'll learn way more about yourself when you have somebody with you.
That's the thing. You just have like a partner in crime.
You have a
partner. I don't know.
You learn so much more about yourself. You realize you're not the most important person ever. Mm-hmm. You have to make it like your spouse is the most important person.
I see it. I see it both ways. I'm going to play devil's advocate here for a second.
I understand both sides too.
I think if I had had, and this, you know, this is absolutely no shot at you and me, but I think if I had had maybe 6 more months to just kind of live out life and kind of like have a little bit more time with my girlfriends and like out experiencing social situations that I hadn't experienced yet in high school, I don't think I necessarily would have been any better for you. Like, we're fine, but I think I just would not look back so much and be like, man. Because being married places a lot of responsibility on you and changes a lot of things. And so I think some of, like, I was fine. We didn't get married until I'd already finished an entire year of college. But I think some girls that do go straight into marriage, like right out of high school, or don't really get as much time, I feel like they probably spend the rest of their life looking back and wishing they'd had another few chances.
Considering my two best friends have been married in the last month, I wouldn't have a life right now if I didn't have Hallie. So I think it's super nice.
Yeah, I mean, your situation's fantastic. And mine was too. Like, all my friends were gone. So it made sense for me to get married. But there are, you know, you just look back and you're like, man, I want to like, I mean, I don't want to now, but I'm like, man, I wish I had gone to like one more party or like one more trip.
Kissed one more random person.
Maybe. Maybe. Like,
and
just experience.
That could have been you.
I think the whole thing we're getting at here is like, maybe you wish. I totally missed what he just said. What did he say?
I said that could have been you to whoever's listening.
Oh, yeah. I think what we're saying is like, you wish that you just had a little bit more time to experience youth before you were forced to grow up so fast.
Yeah, but I think it's beneficial to experience youth with somebody as well.
That's a funny thing right now, though, is like, I'm at this state where I'm like, oh, who cares about youth? I just want to get married.
And I
like,
was there.
Yeah,
too.
That's so weird because you like, you just want what you
I'm
don't
just
have.
Trying to poke.
Oh, 100%. I mean, Marlon's saying it like it is.
One more time, I'm going to kill you. That is my least favorite word. No, second.
Don't ever hang out with Cody then.
But it's kind of like a weird situation where it's like, yeah, we probably, if I met you 6 months later, I would have been fine. But knowing that I wanted to marry you right then, I would have wanted to get married earlier. Like, I wouldn't have waited the few extra months.
When did you know you wanted to marry me?
I think
still trying to figure it out.
No, I don't. You never told me that.
In the
wedding
night. In the back of my truck at Greenfield Junior High School.
We'd gone to try and run laps at Greenfield Junior High School's track at like 9 o'clock at night. And
I was going to move to Idaho.
Yeah. KJ had plans to move up to Rexburg to go to BYU.
I know.
Yeah. And we had just had this plan that like we were going to break up whenever he left and we were just going to date until then. And I like ran one lap and was like,
you like sprinted a lap too.
Like, want to go make out? That was my way of getting out of running more. So we were just
hot, sweaty makeouts.
Shh. Yeah. How ridiculous is it that you found, like, you realized you wanted to marry me while we were making out in the backseat of my dad's truck?
No, it wasn't. It was my truck.
It was.
Shout out to your dad's truck.
Yikes.
It was my truck.
No free.
I guess I just Chevrolet.
Ford. Go further. Is that even?
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
No, it wasn't.
For sure. That one goes out to Timmy.
What? Does she doesn't drive a Ford? Does she say for sure a lot? No, she says, okay, all right, bye. Okay, love ya.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Uh-huh. I'm going to go take a bath.
Sounds good. Take a bath. Oh, shoot, I don't have a bra on.
I've got to cut this out and send it to her.
No, we have to leave it in. Okay, wait.
No, anyway, but it wasn't just in that moment I realized I wanted to marry you. Say. It was definitely over, like, the few weeks
that was 2 weeks into our relationship.
I know. So it wasn't like just necessarily like, oh, hot, sweaty makeout.
I have the funniest story when I found out where I'm like, okay, this is the girl.
You found out, you opened up an envelope and it said, you are going to marry Hallie.
Yes, exactly.
Crap.
So I thought, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm going to end up marrying her. Was when we were dating we knew each other for about 2 weeks and we were both in Disneyland together.
Oh my gosh.
That's when I realized, I was like, okay, we're getting married. But
can we talk about how weird that was that I came?
That was, we I thought were it was all the weirdest
so,
thing.
No, we were so excited.
That was excited, so strange. Was so okay, fun. So quick backstory. I had one day of spring break. Like, legit. No, wait, that was fall break, huh? And, like, me and Marlon barely knew each other. But, like,
it was, like, 17 days.
At the same time, I was friends with Reagan, and, like, I had known KJ. I was friends with Kaylee. And so I was like, oh, yeah, you guys are all in California. And then Marlon's like, yeah, just come to Disneyland with us.
Weren't you joking?
Oh, completely joking.
I was like, wait, really?
Yeah. Well, and I think that's probably the moment that he knew that you were serious about him. If you were willing to drive 12 hours in 24 or in one day.
Me and Carrie packed up the car. Shout out to Carrie. We packed up the car and drove, I think, through the night.
Yeah, you got there at like 3?
Yeah, through the night. And then we went to Disneyland the whole day.
Just one day too.
Yeah, just one day. And then
went home.
Just drove home. That was so sad.
But the funny part is, that's not even when I knew I was going to marry her. It was when, I can't remember what we were doing. I think you were doing a face mask in your bathroom. And that's when it realized. I was like, yep.
I want to see this for the rest of my life.
Yeah, she was sitting in on her, what is it called?
Like an island? No, a vanity?
Like she had her feet in the sink on the countertop. She was sitting on the countertop with
English
her feet
is hard.
In her sink doing a face mask. And I was like, yep, she's the one.
Did you just burp cough?
No.
I think a crucial part of our relationship is every time Marlon has like done something romantic, I thought he was about to break up with me every single time.
What?
Like, when you asked me to be your girlfriend, when you told me you loved me, and when we got engaged, I thought you were breaking up with me every single time.
Wait, how did you think nervous. He was going to break up with you?
When he was so nervous. And he was like, hey, Hallie, I need to talk to you.
Oh.
But he said that right before.
I didn't say it like that.
It was right before you walked through the door? Though.
No, I didn't say that right before we walked
no.
in.
No, but that whole night you were so nervous.
I was nervous. Oh, how could you Hallie. Not be nervous, though?
Oh, totally.
I don't know. I gave you your birthday presents and you're like, oh, thanks.
That was a ring burning a hole in his pocket.
It was in my car still.
Okay. All right, we got to get back on track. Pocket. So, refocusing, what do you guys, how do you think you can tell between when somebody's getting married too young and too soon? Like, what are the signs that somebody is not ready?
When they're flaky.
To each other?
Yeah, to each other. When they're,
yeah.
They would rather hang out with their friends than hang out with you.
I think if you, like, haven't gone through hard times together,
yeah.
You're not ready.
My mom,
yeah.
Shout out to Roxy, she tried to tell me and KJ that we needed to date for at least 6 menstrual cycles before we could get engaged. And we didn't make it to 6 before we got engaged, but we did make it to 6 before we got married. And
that's
a
9.
Don't you think that's pretty beneficial?
I think so.
You get to see a girl through, and that's like the least important thing, but you do get to see a girl through all the like hormonal changes that happen throughout a month and like the emotions and
like stressful. Was it family vacations too?
She wanted 3 family vacations, which we
just
did.
To see all the stressful.
We've done those 3.
Yeah. So you guys are good. I mean, there's never been a doubt in my mind that you two are ready. Like I think another thing to look out for is if the couple is already having like warning signs. Like if one of the members of the couple is controlling I mean, any like it could happen to somebody who's been together for 5 years. You'd be like, oh, they shouldn't get married because one of them is toxic. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just have to, and sometimes love is blind. Like you've been together for 3 months, you get engaged and you're like, oh yeah, he wants to look at my phone every hour, but I love him and I want to get married so bad.
Oh, that's
I think super good advice was like one of the higher up people at work. He was saying, cause he found out I was engaged or not even engaged. I was about to get engaged. And he was like, who are the five most important people in your life? And I named off those five.
Was that one?
Do three, at least three of those people approve.
Oh, I like that.
Two or more of those people say, oh, don't do it, then don't do it.
Yeah.
I said don't do it, but look at you guys now.
Oh my gosh. You were the one.
He's kidding. He's totally kidding.
Just kidding. Yeah. No, I think also...
My feud with Catron. With Catron.
See, this Catron. Is why we have a feud.
Catron.
I mixed your name in hatred.
You're the worst. But also, if you just get like super annoyed with them for like the tiniest little things too early, yeah. That happens when you're married.
What do you mean
get,
too early?
Well, and that's like
before you're even married.
It started happening to KJ and I maybe like the month before we got married, just because things just got stressful.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That's
like how his tonsils like, are always swollen.
If it's like senseless, annoying, just Same. Like, oh, I wish it wouldn't sit on. Like this close to me. Like, can't you just scoot over?
That's just a sign that you.
That was only one time at the movie theaters. Well, I was so claustrophobic because the person in front of me was leaning all the way back. Hallie was holding my hand. I didn't say a word because I liked it, but I was so frustrated.
Oh my gosh.
No, it's so just like it's just like all the time. It's like, man, I wish they're just like.
Yeah, that's a sign you don't actually like the person you're marrying, and you shouldn't be marrying them just for the sake of saying you're getting married.
Right.
So, anyways, I think the general consensus here is that yes, there is a difference.
Yeah.
Too young is like. 17, like at least be out of high school. Not too soon is you haven't known the person long enough to get to know their real personality. Mm-hmm. You haven't gone on three family vacations with them. You haven't experienced 9 menstrual cycles.
Three of the five most important people approve.
Yeah, I like that. And I would say really, really try to get in a fight because people,
Marlon, you're ugly.
I think like one of the most important things about a person is that you have to see how they fight and how they deal with criticism and. Like hard situations because a person could be so level-headed and then the second they get in a fight they're screamer.
Me and Hallie took a boxing class together. Does that count as fighting? She did hit me in the face pretty hard a few times.
That doesn't count. You guys need to get like I'm talking like you need to get personal. Like things need to get personal.
Yeah.
You need to be really picking. I mean, this doesn't necessarily need to happen before you get married, but like the things that'll really tell you about your compatibility with a person is when you break each other down and then you're able to come back from that.
But for those that know Hallie, I couldn't possibly get her mad enough to fight with her. I don't think she can.
Yeah. I mean, but that's another thing in and of itself because she's going to be the type of person that will hold on to little resentments and never say anything because she's too nice, and then it's all going to explode
this
one day.
This has turned into the Analyze Hallie Robinson podcast.
You're welcome, listeners.
The Decent Therapy podcast.
We'll need 3 hours to figure this one out.
Yeah. Okay.
So we'll move on.
All right, next.
My turn?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you just jump around again?
I did.
You always jump
around.
I'm
sorry.
I'll start from the top.
Okay.
Do you feel like you knew how to adult before getting married, taxes, bills, etc., or do you feel like you're learning as you go? I think, okay, listen, high school does you the biggest disservice by not teaching you this stuff your senior year. Because I took a financial applications class my senior year instead of freaking calculus. But this was honestly the only class that I learned anything all through high school was like how to manage money, how to save money. Here's kind of what to expect.
Yeah, that's awesome.
When you need bills and pay taxes and
but it's like an optional course.
You need to get a house.
Be optional.
They need to have
like when am I ever going to use trigonometry in my life?
No,
never. Not engineers don't even
trigonometrist.
Use
it.
But in that case you should learn it when you go to college.
Or a trigonometry teacher.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the biggest idiot walking into our CPA's office every year to do our taxes and he's like spouting off like, oh, this is what you're getting returned from this and this and this. And I'm like
no idea.
Okay. Nod my head like I know what's going on.
Okay. So here's my thing about this is like, I feel like my parents did a really good job of like, you know, I know some basic things, but like at the same time, I almost think that you kind of have to be immersed in it. Because like, do you want to learn about paying bills and doing all this stuff, but like once you're like, no, I have to do this, it's like, oh, okay, well, I have to learn
it's
to do
true
this.
Yeah,
well, that's
if you told me in high school like, oh, you have to take this class and it's about all this stuff, I'd be like, I don't care, I'm not getting married.
That's true.
Joke's on you.
It could go either way, I guess.
Yeah.
I think KJ and I mean, paying bills isn't hard.
Yeah.
You just have to stay on top of it and know.
It's automatic nowadays, but.
Yeah, and you have to be able to, you know, like if you're tight for money and you're going to have to watch your AC use a little bit, unplug stuff before you leave the house. Like, that's just simple stuff.
Just use a credit card.
There we
Don't do that. Taxes are fine unless you run your own business, in my case, which is makes it
just
harder,
keep all your paperwork.
Yeah. Taxes mostly, yeah, just keep, I mean, your
pay
employer,
someone to do your taxes.
Yes,
honestly.
Don't try to do them
yourself. It's so worth it.
Well, I don't, it depends on how smart you are, but.
I don't know.
I would never try to do them myself.
I did it with my mom on TurboTax. Didn't understand a single word.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're talking about. Like, you just need to be immersed in it. I like how my mom and Roxy, shout out to the moms, Timory, I'll say your name now. We always go through it with them. They show us how to do it. It's like, hey, this is what this means. This is what this means. So when we're
No.
Real
Timory
adults.
Timory is the worst at showing you how to do something.
No, she walked
me
through my
her,
stuff.
I was like, hey, mom, can you help me do this? And she's like, okay, then she does it.
She can't teach it.
Well,
she'll do it with you.
She does it, and then she, here, it's done. I said, no, I wanted you to show me how to do it.
Oh, she did that with my taxes.
Shout out
she
to Timory.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think Hallie and Marlon can't really answer this one because they're not married yet. But,
yeah, I can.
I feel like KJ and I are learning as we go, but we also kind of knew what we were doing.
Yeah.
Always ask
We've
for
already
help.
Talked about our budgeting. Like we said on, I think it was episode one, if anybody wants us to put our budget tool up on our Instagram, we will. It's from LDS Tools. And it's pretty simple. Okay.
It's real good. Are you sneezing?
No.
Bless you.
Do you want me to go to the next one?
Yeah.
Oh, do you have a burger?
all right. This will get Reagan fired up. What is the rudest thing someone has ever said to you about being married young?
I want everyone else to answer this before I go.
I've never been told anything personally, but I always see tweets and stuff about just ignorant people who don't know what it's like to be in a serious relationship, I think.
This used to bother me more so when we were first dating. I feel like people haven't really said stuff as much.
Talking
recently.
To the mic, don't look at Marlon.
Oh, sorry.
Wait, say that whole thing again.
Okay. I don't get this comment as much as I did when we were first dating and stuff, but everyone was like, oh my gosh, you are throwing your life away. Like,
oh,
child, bride, what are you doing? But at the same time, it's like, you don't know me. You don't
it's
know me.
Chicken murder in South Africa.
Oh, dear.
Chicken murder?
Yeah.
The South Africa podcast. Okay, Marlon, has anybody said anything to you?
If they have, I wasn't listening enough because I didn't care about their opinions.
Yeah, that's the way to go about
it. Honestly, though, if I don't care, I won't listen, and it'll go in one ear, out the other, and I won't even remember it 5 minutes later.
I feel like it's way, way easier for boys to have
that
attitude.
Yeah, it is.
As girls, we constantly feel like this pressure to care what every single person on the face of this earth thinks about us.
Well, it always surprised me how many, people will come up and just tell you their opinion. Like
they think
you
want to hear it.
I didn't ask.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Super strange.
Here goes my...
If you do that, you're not decent.
Here goes my...
Here comes a Reagan rant.
New official segment of the Decent People podcast.
Can that
Reagan
be the
rants.
Title?
Reagan rants.
Okay, so I think maybe a month or two after we got married, I actually was so frustrated with this that I typed up like... almost like a blog post and put it out on my Visco.
Oh, I totally forgot about this.
And
I remember that.
I put it on my Instagram story and my mom posted it. And like, then a bunch of people started messaging me and being like, I loved it. I totally agree with you. Like all this stuff. And some people even told me that it like made them cry because they felt like they related to it. And it was like all girls that were getting married young too. And so here's what it basically said. We live in a culture. We are Mormon. We're members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It's just a thing. Like, I think it's bred out of the problem that we don't get to have sex until we're married.
I'd say it's a problem.
I know. That's the driving factor. Okay, so, I mean, I need to find a way to segue this back in properly. So, I think that's, like, the driving factor is that you've got these boys coming home from their missions and these girls that are fresh out of high school. And I don't know, they meet up and they're, I mean, yeah, we fall in love and like, it's great, but there's not as much of the societal standard of dating for 5 years, being engaged for 2 years, and then getting married. Like, our culture says it's fine to get engaged after knowing each other for 3 months and get married 6 weeks later. Like, that's not mm-hmm. out of the norm. It's, I feel like people are starting to look at it a little different.
Yeah.
Like, especially around here, some people are starting to encourage a little bit longer of dating, which I think is amazing. Like, KJ and I dated for as long as we could. We held on to the bitter end, like, trying to... We were together for 10 months before we got married, and that's mm-hmm. long in Mormonville. So, I think part of what drives people to say things like what they say to us is they don't get it. Like, some people just don't understand Mormon culture, and they don't understand that that is how we're raised. Just like people in the Middle East are raised in a culture where women are married off at the age of 14 to men they've never met before, mm-hmm. and that's normal to them. So my rant starts with that. That's just me kind of like explaining, like, kind of why it happens. But my whole thing that I heard the rudest thing anybody ever said was, I had some coworkers that were rude about it continuously the entire summer, but I don't really remember anything specific.
Wait, said, question.
What?
Aren't you self-employed? What coworkers do you have?
I worked
doing
in
photography.
I worked in an office.
Oh, never mind. I revoke my statement.
Me, myself, and I. I was rude to myself.
Your clients or your coworkers?
My clients. Okay, so, crap, you guys keep distracting me.
Oh, I'm going to hate editing this episode.
I know, I'm sorry. I'll help you.
No, you're
good. I won't.
Your coworkers.
Oh, okay. So the rudest thing that I ever saw was somebody that I went to high school with. I didn't ever really hang out with him in high school, never really talked to him, but he tweeted something about how, just something so rude and so judgmental about how he felt like girls that he had graduated with were already getting engaged, and he was scared and he wanted his mom to come pick him up or something, like kind of using that meme of like, mom, I'm scared, come pick me up. Like, girls are getting engaged. And like, and then a couple days later, I saw another one from a girl that I actually had kind of been friends with, and just so judgmental and using my life situation to get likes and retweets on Twitter. And it's mm-hmm. like, come on. Like, so my whole rant on my VSCO was that I'm not judging you for being at college and drinking your life away every weekend and blacking yeah. out and throwing up and sleeping with every girl you see. And I'm mm-hmm. not judging you for trying Adderall just to get through the night studying. Like, I'm not judging you for living off of your parents' mm-hmm. money. I'm not judging you for, like, any decision that you're making in your life. So why is it your business to take my life decision public, like, and use my life decision as the butt of your joke? Yeah. Like,
amen.
It's hurtful and it's not funny. Like, and I know that there is a large subgroup of people that look at that tweet and think, ha ha ha, look, we're making fun of these Mormons who get married young. And it's like, okay, but I'm happy, I'm safe, I'm doing well financially. Mm-hmm. I have a life partner and a best friend who does everything with me. And honestly, that's more fun to me than going and getting plastered.
Yeah,
and, exactly.
And I'm totally okay with people that have more fun going and getting plastered. Like,
just get plastered together.
You go do yeah. Exactly. That's like the exactly. best part. You always have a partner. And so yeah. I don't understand why people have to just like.
Yeah. But like we said, they have their views that you should wait until you're your best self to get married and to find that partner. But it's like, why not become your best self with mm-hmm. them?
Well, I don't think there's ever a perfect time to get married.
No.
I think you just kind of. Kind of cliche, but when you know, you know. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't say, I do say not to hold off longer just because you're afraid of that stigma of like, oh, I don't want to be made fun of because, oh, mm-hmm. I'm barely just turned 19. It's yeah. like, if you're in love, go do it. Your yeah. literally life is going to be so much better.
Mm-hmm. And taking this rant a little further, I think being a decent person is about letting people live their life and letting their decisions be their decisions and not yours to judge. And like, amen. I was listening to this song on my way home from my photo shoot tonight. It's called People Are Different by Florida Georgia Line. And
no
it,
free ads.
No free
I'll,
ads.
I'll give them an ad. It's an amazing song. I highly recommend everybody go listen to it. But the whole song is basically about, like, you know, somebody can be left-wing, right-wing, gay, straight, black, white, like, whatever, female, male, whatever they want to call themselves. And, like, okay, the chorus of the song says...
Is it the Get Along song?
I think so. Hold on. I'm going to look it up because I want to read the lyrics. It's like perfect for this rant.
While she's up.
Go ahead.
This. Another free ad. Shout out to Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, always shout.
Did you hear about that? I saw what they did. That
was
awesome.
Free ads for Chick-fil-A. What did they do?
Well, so there's a bunch of people trying to like shut down Chick-fil-A's and they're not allowing them in certain places. because yeah, they donate reasons. Money to Christian, like
Christian bases, organizations,
like YMCA and things like that, because they're Christian based and they donate to them. Places are trying to like cut them out and say, no, you can't put here because customers will feel uncomfortable because you're a Christian based.
Yeah.
And he made some tweet about how bad the world's becoming. Mm-hmm. So people are mad at it. The owner of Chick-fil-A, and now they're saying no more Chick-fil-A's. They're all protesting it. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
They tried this a few months ago and Chick-fil-A's stock went through the roof, so they can keep doing this all they want.
Chick-fil-A is like a empire. There's no taking it
I know,
out.
But it's not like it's not like Chick-fil-A's like, here, come eat at this Christian restaurant where we serve crosses on
it's
our chicken.
Just owners. Don't come on Sundays.
Yeah. It's just chicken. Yeah. The owner is very Christian. He's conservative. He's a Republican guy. And people just like...
They always find a problem with that. You can't eat their damn chicken.
And you ever met and talked to one of their workers at Chick-fil-A? They're literally
Have you ever met one
angels.
Of their chickens?
Their workers are angels. And if Chick-fil-A is anything like heaven...
They're the Lord's waffle fries.
These are the Lord's waffle fries.
Okay, can I get back to my song now?
Sure.
Okay. So
only if you sing it.
No. The lyrics say, can't walk down the street and smile at a stranger, heart on your sleeve and love thy neighbor, no matter what shape, no matter what color, break bread instead of fighting each other. Slip on a pair of another man's shoes and you'll see by the time you get back that this world would be a whole lot better place if we'd all just embrace the fact that people are different.
Amen.
So you don't know. You've never walked in my shoes. You didn't know how prepared I was to get married. You didn't know how unprepared I was to get married. So you don't get to judge. And you don't get to say anything about it. And if you want to walk up and say, congrats, you're getting married, I'll welcome it. Don't say a thing about my age.
Yeah.
Right. Nobody has any clue about anything that I've ever done, about me currently, about us currently, who are talking. They don't know anything.
Yeah.
So there's no reason to
listen.
And
you can apply this to all situations in life. You walk up, say only nice things, walk away. You don't need to ever pass judgment on somebody unless they ask for your opinion. All right. The next question is, how did you financially prepare for getting married?
Stopped going on dates.
Honestly, though.
No, kind of.
We go on cheaper, more intimate, fun dates. We're not going to, like, iFly and things like that, having a ball at all these really expensive places.
Yeah.
I mean, we get a pizza and go out and somewhere nice and quiet and talk and eat pizza.
I think it's different because me and Marlon are both savers. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not big spenders, I would say. So, like, I don't know, I've always just had a savings account, he's always had a savings account, so it's like but like once you realize, okay, whoa, rent is so expensive. Oh my gosh, it's ridiculous.
Especially when you have someone as high maintenance as Hallie Robinson over here.
I'm literally the easiest person to handle.
That's what she said.
But like, you realize how expensive life is once you get engaged. Mm-hmm. And then you just kind of prioritize, like, okay, do we need to spend like $50 on this extravagant dinner? Or like, no, we're fine.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
No,
eat at your parents' house. Like, honestly.
This should be everybody's date night from now on. If you're trying to save money, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, Tuesdays.
Tuesdays.
And then go to Fat Cats with the date that we.
Oh, that's I know. Treasure. Boneless. It's cheap boneless wings. I know, not as good as traditional.
Oh, don't even
go to
hate
Buffalo
on
Wild
There's
Wings.
Our poll for the week: boneless versus traditional wings.
Tuesdays, and then go to Fat Cats. We have literally dozens and dozens of free popcorn coupons.
Yep, we
Hit
just went
up.
Dumpster diving today.
We just went
for
dumpster
more.
Diving.
I would just like $13. To point out, I have never gotten a free popcorn from Rankin and KJ.
You've
so
never
this
asked.
This is a fake offer.
Something me and Hallie talked about is exactly that today. Why doesn't anybody go dumpster diving in like Costa Vita and find these receipts and scan the receipts on their app haven't been scanned before?
Life
hack. I know what your guys' next date is, and it's free.
Dumpster diving in Costa Vita dumpster.
That's amazing. I wonder if they won't let you scan more than like one or two
That's
receipts.
That's the thing.
Per...
Okay, so you'd have to scan them out. Over days.
Or just get to know somebody.
I actually don't know if you can scan them if they're like over a week old.
Yeah, but if you go that
right
day,
away.
They'd all be the receipts from that day.
And then just scan
but
them
you can only
day.
Scan one a day.
Okay. Nah. Holy tangent. Okay. So basically, financially preparing, just kind of lay out what your life's going to look like once you've decided where you're going to live, you know, like decide how much the rent's going to cost and approximate like utilities, figure out what you're going to need to spend money on each month, and you know, just budget. Have some help from your parents. Mm-hmm. Drive a fuel-efficient car if you can, I guess.
I know. What I'd like to do, for me personally, is only give myself, like, $20 spending just to buy whatever I want.
But you have to go buy
fanny packs. But you can't buy fanny packs when you do
I could buy, I could buy one fanny pack a month.
1 month. He just has a fanny pack collection in his closet. Of fanny packs. Hanging by the clip. Okay.
And shop at Ross.
Okay, we can both answer this one. Mm. What was the wedding planning process like while being in school?
I'm not answering this one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Actually, it hasn't been that bad. My mom is, like, the best. She literally just plans everything in life. Like, she's such a good planner.
Mm-hmm.
So, she's helped me out a lot. But at the same time, like, you never think, like, you're like, oh, yeah, it's a wedding. But it's like, no, you have to coordinate a DJ. And you don't think about things like lighting and chairs and utensils and, like... Yeah. Driving fees and like there's so much that goes into it you just never think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, what do you think, Ray?
So only like a portion of my wedding planning was during school because we got married at the end of the summer, so like the good portion of like the most stressful part was right during the summer.
Yeah,
but I was working full-time and like I'd consider that, oh my gosh, that is horrible. Okay, but go ahead. So I'd consider that it was hard. Okay, so basically we'll change this question in how is the wedding planning process like during school or like just a stressful time, like we talked about in our first episode, like my grandma was dying during the month before our wedding and like just some crazy stuff. So I think you just have to have good help. We had an amazing wedding planner who kind of took care of like the small details that you were talking about, but you know, that's expensive. So but yeah, it was hard, like planning out when you're going to get your pictures done. And
just talk to somebody that's done it before. They'll know everything that needs to be
done. And
they can
get you hookups for things that people have used. But at the same time,
you got to realize you're not going to please everyone.
Yeah.
That's something 100%. That every bride has to go through.
It's your wedding.
The hard way.
You pick.
But,
We learned that the hard way about getting married in the San Diego temple, so.
Yeah.
Rough.
Yeah.
Advice for guys, just say yes, dear, and whatever you want, babe. And just show up.
Especially if your wife
wants
to go.
That's all you have to do.
All the way to the dunes or all the way to New Mexico for pictures. And then all the way to Payson for your bridals. And in Hallie and Marlon's case, all the way to San Diego for their bridals. Then back home. Then back to San Diego for the wedding.
Yeah.
Don't argue. Don't fight.
Right before our pictures, we're going to San Diego to marriage license.
Stop it.
Just
so
do it.
In the month of May, we're going to San Diego 3 different times.
Remind me to tell you where I'm going in May. I'm going to 5 different places. It's going to be the worst month of my life.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Intense.
Okay. How can you save money on a wedding? There's lots. I think we have lots of good tips right here.
Cut your own flowers.
Or do fake flowers. You can do fake flowers.
Make your own dress. I'm just kidding.
Out of toilet paper and grocery bags.
No, there's actually a lot of ways you can
bring your own food.
Yeah. Simple things.
Okay, fake flowers. You can skimp on a dinner and just do desserts and like a soda bar.
That's another thing about LDS receptions though. It's like come and go. I don't know. It's very informal. So
I'd
that's
say,
the thing. If you're planning like a formal wedding, I don't really.
You can't skimp on a dinner.
No,
if
you
you're
really
doing a
can't.
Formal wedding. Unless
well,
you're doing
can
like
get
an elopement.
A cheap venue. Like for us, we're going to a backyard of
somebody's
really nice house.
Yeah, I think the venue
that's
the is
best.
The most expensive.
Yeah.
Like you can literally rent like a room in a hotel for like $9,000, or you can like find
Do
someone that has a nice backyard.
It's hard in Arizona.
Cheap for most of the places.
Yeah, if the weather's not nice and you're in Arizona, you're gonna spend the most on your venue.
Yeah,
like a May wedding.
Yeah. Well, you'll be okay. It'll be a little hot, but
August wedding.
Yeah, August 11th. I would say, yeah, fake flowers, skimp on food if you can. Honestly, there are some beautiful dresses out there. Like, you don't have to have a high-end dress for it to be beautiful. Like, you know, I would say,
yeah.
I mean, the dress is one of the most important parts. I'm going to go on another Reagan rant here. Do not skimp on your
rant.
Do not skimp on your photographer. Because the food will get eaten, the flowers will die, everything else will go away, but your photos will last forever.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That's
the
only
thing you have
left. You
should
put that on a t-shirt.
Don't skimp on your photographer or Reagan rants.
All of
merch.
All of the above.
I want a shirt that says Reagan rants.
Merch. Write it down. But if any of you guys ever or not, if this is the only advice you ever take in your life, I repeat, do not have a receiving line. Biggest waste of time. You don't get to eat any of your food.
KJ, Hallie, and Martin are having a receiving line.
I know.
We're only doing ours for like 15 minutes. So if you want to see us show up and get the heck out.
Here's our thing, though. And I know you guys agree with this. And it's just hard because your parents want you to do one so badly. But the whole point of a receiving line is so that your parents' friends can come say hi to them. So my thing is, if there's anybody coming to the wedding that so desperately wants to talk to your parents, they'll go find them. Mm-hmm. Like, the reception hall can't be that big that they can't be found. And if somebody really wants to come talk to you, they'll come find you. Like, why do you have to stand in a line and talk to people that you don't know? And those people only came through the line to see your parents, and they don't want to talk to you necessarily.
And you got
to
answer the same three questions, like, how was it? How are you feeling?
How excited are you to have sex later?
That is
inappropriate.
Where are you going on your honeymoon?
Can that be a podcast episode?
What?
Never mind.
Okay.
Yeah, don't have a receiving line. It's stupid.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, we just hate it. We did our receiving line for only 45 minutes, and I know people that do it for an hour. And
nobody hands you money.
You don't get to eat your food. You don't get to hang out with your friends.
Yeah, no, I didn't get to hang out with any of my groomsmen.
I got like two pictures of me dancing with my bridesmaids because any of the people who came got to dance with
to
my
see
bridesmaids.
Me, I had to talk to my mom's high school brother's
and
friend.
My mom's high school friends. Like, why do you need to talk to my mom's high school friends that she hasn't even seen in 15 years?
Don't do it.
Okay. All right. We have one more question. Tips for honeymooning on a budget or while in school.
Have a rich dad.
I like this one.
Yes.
No, yeah, we got lucky. We got our dad has a timeshare, so we get to use it. But if you don't,
Disneyland.
I wouldn't even say that. I would say just go rent a cabin up in Payson for a weekend. Go get away right away. Just go.
I think that's the most important part. Is like
your brand
right
new marriage.
After.
You need a long time
to leave.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't need to go anywhere super fancy.
For anybody who's not in Arizona and doesn't know what Payson is, it's just this cute little town up in the pine trees. They have so many cute little cabins with little like wraparound patios. Mm. And if it's the winter and it's snowing, you can stay bundled up by the fire and
go on a cruise.
Yeah, cruises
are
actually,
so cheap.
You don't have to go on the top of the line ship either. You don't have to go to the Bahamas. You can go to Mexico. You can go on just like a quick little California one or Alaska. I think Alaska would be cool.
Oh, that would be cool.
Alaska.
Alaska. Did you guys know that polar bears live in Alaska and not Antarctica?
What?
Isn't that mind-boggling?
I can't tell if you're messing with me.
No,
I thought they lived in both.
No. My world shattered when I found this out. They only live in Alaska.
She brings it up.
Wait,
she talks about it a lot.
Are we talking polar bears? Polar bears.
Yes. Shook. Wait, polar. Do they live in Antarctica too?
No, that's just penguins.
Do you know how cool? No,
there's
penguins
no way.
In
there's
South
only penguins. In the-
yeah.
In South America.
Well, there's also
like seals. Like the crazy seals.
There's Eskimos, you guys.
Hallie's about to go into respiratory arrest. Eskimo scientists?
There are igloos. There are big penguins, little
polar
penguins,
bears
baby penguins.
There's a new penguin movie coming out. It looks amazing. We saw a preview when we saw the movie.
We're going to the midnight
episode.
Premiere. We're going to go camp
are
outside.
Are you for real,
it's
guys?
They have,
to a penguin movie?
They picked out a
love
penguin.
Penguins.
It's by Disney. They picked out a penguin. They named him Steven. And they follow this little guy up until he finds a wife. Makes babies. He has to babysit the kids while the wife goes hunting. It looks.
You remember
amazing.
That movie March of the Penguins?
Oh,
that was miserable.
Way different.
It's going to be exactly like that.
Have you guys ever heard of the movie Happy Feet?
We're cutting this whole section. Okay, listen.
Why?
Polar bears live in the Arctic near the North Pole. Penguins live on Antarctica. Polar bears do not exist in Antarctica.
That makes sense because bears don't live in South America. So,
but
so
I would just like
American,
to say that
I believe.
The Disney movie called Life was a bunch of bull crap.
Explain.
They show polar bears. I'm like 100%
are you sure it's not,
certain of it.
Is it about
Alaska,
Antarctica?
Not Antarctica.
No, it's in Antarctica.
I really doubt it because there's no penguins in Antarctica.
I feel like
you said
or
penguins.
No,
wait,
polar
guys,
bears.
Oh, we can't trust any
is,
of them.
What if this is a Mandela effect? We all just thought that polar bears lived in Antarctica because of these movies that we saw growing up.
Preview episode 5. Or
polar
6.
Bears.
I forget where
okay,
we're at.
Okay, we need to seriously redirect towards marriage.
Okay.
So, anyways.
Penguin tangent.
I feel like we probably, some of these questions, like, I feel like we didn't cover the entire massive topic of getting married young. Like, if you were a listener, what else would you want to hear about getting married young? Like, what the hardest part was, probably?
I think... For me, I don't take criticism well. And so when Reagan kind of...
And you don't take
she's
help.
She's never mad at me. I don't take help very well. But it's just like kind of learning how to
It's give learning and how take to live like with another person too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, some people take that step before they get married. And like, so they just got to experience that hardship before the marriage part came. And that's fine. I think the hardest part for me was... I don't know. It depends on your situation, but I felt like I kind of lost a piece of my identity because all my friends moved away. And then I went from being this like fiercely individual person to being part of a
duo.
Yeah. Which it wasn't a bad thing. It was just different. And you know, your whole wardrobe has to change in our culture because mm-hmm. you start having to dress a little differently. And I don't know. It's just a weird time. Birth control made me gain weight, and that was rough. What's the hardest part been for you about being engaged young?
Losing her wedding ring.
I did not.
That was a joke.
Oh, my gosh. I left it in my lab coat once, and it was so scary. I really almost, like, threw up in the car. It was so scary. I was like, oh, my gosh. I left it, and we were driving in his car, and I was like, wait, it's in my car at your house. Oh, gosh. I didn't lose it.
I feel like being engaged really isn't that hard.
Well, I think the hardest part about any marriage is, like, adjusting to a new family.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't even matter. Mm-hmm. Like, your family, their family can be the greatest people in the whole world, uh-huh. but the fact that they do everything differently. They have different traditions. They have mm-hmm. different ideals. They mm-hmm. go on different family vacations. They do, like, nothing is the same. Mm-hmm. And so it's, I think that's the hardest part is, like, okay, so what are we going to do together? Like, when we are married.
That's fun, though, coming up with your own traditions. That's true. But I totally agree, like, KJ and I really, really struggled our first year with deciding how to spend our holidays.
Yeah.
I think in the past 2 years, we still haven't fixed it properly.
We already talked about this. Don't please everybody. Don't even try.
We decided to hibernate this winter.
Good idea.
All holiday season.
Did you see how many different places KJ and I went to, how many different places KJ and I had to go to on Christmas Day? We did that 2 years in a row. We went to 5 places. Anyways. So also, KJ and I were having a little bit of an argument one time, and he said to me, you think that you were raised that way, that everyone was raised that way, and that's how everything should be. And I was like,
that's where I was going.
Oh, like, yeah, like, we were raised, and you're still trying to break out of that mindset as you're developing into an adult, that just because it's the way that you were taught doesn't necessarily mean it's right.
Yeah.
And that it's the only right way. Like, there's a dozen right ways to do
it's
things.
It's so weird because it's such a different relationship than, like, a friendship. Because, like, you can go to a friend's house and you can tell that they're raised so differently.
Yeah.
But you never think anything of it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. It's like...
it's like merging, like, two cultures together.
Yeah.
It's like they're just
your,
like,
own little cultures.
You're the same, but...
And each family comes with drama. Whether they seem like the most normal family in the world, there will be drama. Like,
mostly
no matter where you go.
Stupid drama.
Yeah, so... I'd say that's a hard part about being married. Also, figuring out who's going to do what chores and feeling
me
like...
Me and Hallie have figured that out down to the nail.
That one's pretty
easy.
I'll bring in groceries, she'll
pull
them away.
Like,
she'll do the dishes and vacuum and mop and do everything else. I'm just joking.
No, it's just like KJ and I figured out about a year into our marriage that I cannot handle wet food and the smell of...
Wet food.
Like when you're doing the dishes and food
is
wet.
I
should have specified
cat
that.
Food?
I should have specified that. Yeah. So KJ does the dishes, and I said that I would do everything else, but as nursing school progressed, I realized I can't do everything else, so now KJ has picked up the slack. So it's kind of like, it's like a game of tug-of-war. You kind of just have to compromise where one person is needing, and you have to fill in the space where one person is,
right. And guys, if you really want to make your wife happy, clean the house. Just like...
Amen,
if
brother.
If they're working late, you come home a little bit early, just do the dishes, clean, pick up all the trash. You don't have to get nitty gritty, but just pick up everything, put it where you think it's supposed to go.
Just so it's on the record, Hallie just whispered to me, you better not clean the house, I want to.
I know I clean better
than
him.
Cleaning is therapeutic.
On the record,
on the record, I will not be cleaning.
There you go.
Cleaning is
Hallie,
so fun.
Hallie, you dug your own grave.
Cleaning, turning on a podcast or some music. Like, I love being just home alone and blasting the 1975 and cleaning. So fun. I just have to get to that point where I'm ready to clean.
You have to be in a cleaning mood.
You have to be in the cleaning mindset. Like, I have to be ready for my house to, Anyway, also, the hardest part of our marriage so far has been getting this damn cat.
I was going to say.
Where is he?
If
I don't know.
He lurks. I was as much fun as it sounds to have an animal. Wait a good chunk of time before you get
That's a perfect t-shirt. Also, Matt just a picture of Walter, and it says, he lurks. And on the back, just like your logo, or like just
the Decent
People podcast on the back.
Matt Huesner is listening to KJ say this right now and is just nodding his head with his readers on and his iPad in his hand. And his iPad in his hand. He's on the couch Apple with the pencil. Recliner.
With his AirPods in.
And he's a small tear is dripping out of his eye because the AAF folded.
No one's going to get this, but we played the Game of Things the other night with Reagan's family, and Hallie loves this game.
That game sucks. I've never won one round.
I'm not even going to bother. No one's going to get it.
Will you tell me later?
I told you. I texted you in the middle of it.
Oh, about the hot shots, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you guys feel like we talked enough about getting married young?
I think so.
We're going to have to cut so much out of this.
I'm not excited. So we have time. We're at an hour right now.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to cut 10 minutes.
Okay.
So Marlon has a story about 50 Cent.
He's yes!
dying to share for some reason.
Because it's the Decent People podcast, and this is the most beyond decent thing I can think of. So I'm sure many of you have heard, or none of you, 50 Cent in
Jay-Z?
Close. In the great place of Connecticut. Shout out to what? Hannah Robinson.
Say that again.
She lives in
Kentucky.
Oh, Kentucky.
Sorry.
But
oh no, you're right. She does live in Connecticut.
Yeah, she does.
No, Kentucky. But in Connecticut, 50 Cent had a house there worth about close to $20 million. But he's like, I haven't been there in years. So he decides to sell the house for about $3 million, and he donates all that money to charity. What a decent guy.
What a guy. Shout out 50 Cent.
It is really cool.
Maybe we can at him, and then he'll
be sponsor the Decent People.
Yeah, of course.
And he'll be a, what do you call him? What are we?
Guest.
English, that's the word. We said earlier, English is hard.
English is difficult. Okay, so I guess like the main thing that we wanted to really drive home with this episode about getting married young is that if that's your decision and you want to take that road, don't let anybody stop you. Don't let anything anybody says stop you, because like Hallie and I were talking about earlier, girls feel pressure to, you know, like adhere to what the world thinks is right.
Yeah.
And even it's like you're getting pushed from both sides, because the Mormon church is telling you that it's fine to get married young and that you should get married young, and then the other side, everybody else that you meet that's not a member of the church, is like, you're how old, you've known him for how long, and you're getting married how soon? Mm-hmm. Like what?
Like the funniest part is everyone is always like, you're getting married of May this year? Yeah. Like, you
that
think
was another one.
I'm planning a wedding for over a year? You must be out of your damn mind.
Well, and that's what people do. They plan a wedding. Like, I've taken pictures for people whose wedding is not for another year and a half.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And that's fine. I'm not judging them at all.
So,
like,
honestly, I think that's so dope.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Your wedding would be so cool.
But they can have sex. Like,
that. Is,
yeah. Moral of the story, get married at the age of 12. Get married at the age of 40. Do whatever makes you happy.
Yeah, people are different. People make different decisions.
Or don't get married.
Or don't get married,
boo.
Yeah.
We love you.
Also, marry whoever the hell you want. Boy, girl, not an animal.
Chimpanzee.
I was going to try to go off on like a list, and then I was like, there's no other acceptable option. Chimpanzee, why do you? Polar bear.
Penguin. They would support you.
I would marry Steve the Penguin from that movie in a heartbeat.
He's so cute.
Anyways. All right, Marlon, do you have anything to add to our little word of wisdom about getting married young?
Do it.
Heck yeah.
Do it.
Just do it, Nike.
You get to grow, you know? You get to,
Nike,
like, watch this person change. And KJ's watched me go from my first semester in college all the way through almost my last. And progress from being a dinky little freshman taking Psych 101 to now
dinky little junior.
I'm not dinky. I do important kidding. Things
She's
in hospitals
now.
She can hold her bottle by herself. No, I can start IVs now.
I know. I'm very proud of you.
Yeah, but it's like,
tell you all the time.
You've watched me grow. I've watched you grow, and quite
you've
honestly,
me grow
I don't
horizontally.
What?
Diagonally, I think is what you mean.
No, this
diagonally.
He's straight. He's forward. Saying that I've watched him get fat, and actually, I've watched him get skinny. So,
not true.
We're cutting that.
Can you please keep that in?
No.
That's so weird.
This podcast is going to crash and burn. We can't stay on track to save our lives.
I think that's what people love about us.
Maybe. We'll have to
do
a poll.
Like
yeah.
Do a poll.
Let's do
of
a poll.
Penguins who's better, me or KJ?
Open-ended question. Why is Hallie stupid?
Aww.
Oh, let me answer. Please, please,
out.
Please.
Go ahead.
David, please. Please. Sorry.
Anyway, do we have anything else?
Hallie and Marlon, do you want to plug your social medias?
I don't have social media. I have an Instagram account, I think.
Okay. He doesn't
either. I don't know my at, though.
It's like 27 Marlon 27.
If you vote for me on the poll, send me your Venmo. You just DM me your Venmo. You will be rewarded, I promise.
You have to tell them your Instagram first.
Oh, okay. It's at Hallie, H-A-L-L-I-E, Paige, P-A-I-G-E, Robinson.
Your parents really like the letter I. Because Hallie, I feel like, is usually spelled H-A-L-L-E, and they added an I to it, and Paige is usually spelled P-A-G-E, and they added
this
an
could
I
be
to
an
it.
Hour-long rant on how I want to change my first name.
Just do it. We just said it. Just
okay,
it.
Change it to Gloria.
How about we start a suggestion
for Hallie's new name?
On
what
Instagram.
Change your name to?
When
you
go I'm to open to anything. Anything.
As long as it's not KJ.
Actually, that would be so cool. Can you imagine? Hey, Marlon's... KJ. Hey, KJ. Brayden and Marlon would both be married to KJ.
This was the first 20 minutes before we even started recording. I'm glad it took us an hour to get
so
back into it.
I think we need to loop back around. Is Hallie getting married too young? Okay. All right, Marlon, you've been practicing your whole life for this moment. Are you ready to sign off?
Wait,
what? What do we say again?
Keep being decent.
Are we doing?
No, we're not.
All right, everybody. This has been... No.
Being decent.
This has been another episode of the Decent People Podcast.
Thank you
for joining us
so much. You guys are the best.
Sorry this was so discombobulated. We hope we got our message across and that you guys feel like your questions about getting married young were answered and you feel like you can do it without getting judged.
They probably won't. Just Google it.
Please recommend us to your friends. Please subscribe,
oh, yeah.
Rate, and review on
leave
iTunes.
Leave a review.
Everywhere.
Check out our Instagram at the Decent People Podcast.
Please do.
Please. The water thing just bubbled again. All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Keep being decent.
Decent.
Goodbye.